next.
KIRO, Seattle, the news authority.
10 o'clock.
CBS News. President Carter slipped away from the White House again Thursday night, putting in an unannounced appearance at a party honoring Senate Majority Leader Robert Byrd. I'm Christopher Glenn, reporting on the CBS radio network. The president spoke informally to a group of about 20 senators at the party, stressing his desire to cooperate with Congress. He said, "Pennsylvania Avenue is a two-way street, and I want to meet you halfway." The House obliged the president Thursday afternoon, giving its strong approval to a bill which would provide $4 billion for projects to create 600,000 jobs. It's the first specific request the president made as part of his much larger economic stimulus package to be passed by either House of Congress. The action extends and expands last year's $2 billion jobs program, which had been passed over President Ford's veto. The new legislation makes an important change, reassigning about $500 million from states where there's not so much unemployment to states where there is. The full Senate must still act on its version of the bill. Wednesday, a Senate committee reported out the bill without the reallocation provisions contained in the House version. CBS News continues in a minute.
If you're like most advertisers, you want an alternative to runaway adflation. Radio is the sound alternative, the alternative that works at a price you can afford. Radio really sells new products. General Mills launched Nature Valley cereals and snacks with radio's help. Where did they land?
Number one in combined share of the national market.
That's Bruce Sutherland, Campbell Methuen Agency VP on the General Mills account. Now a completely different product, Midas Muffler. Advertising VP Gerald Kerr says Midas sales jumped 30% with radio in the mix. And Jerry Kerr also said,
"Radio sounded so good, it helped Midas dealers double their share of the foreign car market."
Whatever product you sell, talk to your agency or this station about using more radio. Radio sells effectively at a price you can afford. It's the sound alternative. Furnished by Radio Advertising Bureau.
The Soviet Union has moved to extend its territorial waters fishing zone again. Bernard Redmont has the story from Moscow.
The Soviet Union declared last December it would introduce a temporary 200-mile limit on fishing in its coastal waters. At the time, Moscow cited the need for urgent measures to protect its interests. It was a reversal of policy. The Russians maintain one of the world's largest fishing fleets. Until last year, Moscow opposed imposition of 200-mile limits by other countries. Now, the Soviet Union says the 200-mile fishing zone will go into force around the greater part of its coastline beginning next Tuesday. Foreign vessels will be able to fish there only with Soviet consent. The decree by the Council of Ministers applies to almost all Soviet coastal waters, with the exception of the Baltic and the Barents Sea. Bernard Redmont, CBS News, Moscow.
Los Angeles police are investigating the murder of a woman, Ellen Ann Delia, which they think may be connected with a number of other slayings. Mrs. Delia was killed execution style and her body discovered several miles from the airport in Sacramento, where she'd flown to report on alleged fraud and irregularities in the distribution of federal funds to community projects in East Los Angeles. Her husband, Michael, says he doesn't think, as current speculation runs, that mobsters had anything to do with it.
I believe that it's a highly sophisticated group of individuals that are the least people that the police suspect that killed my wife and that are behind all this, and they have created the diversion by saying gangs.
Police say there seems to be a common thread connecting Mrs. Delia's murder and those of as many as 19 other people, but they won't say what that thread is. CBS News has learned that Robert Strauss, formerly Democratic Party National Chairman, will soon be named by the Carter administration as Special Trade Representative. Strauss will work in both Washington and Geneva at the job, which sources close to both Strauss and the White House say carries cabinet rank and the title Ambassador. We'll have more CBS News after this message.
You probably don't go to your True Value Hardware store just to buy batteries. Hi, Pat Summerall. You probably pick up some while you're there, just because you happen to see them at the checkout counter. But now here's a good reason to go to your True Value Hardware store just to buy batteries. Now you can get a four-pack of Rayovac C or D-size batteries for just 77 cents with a coupon from their Super 7 Value Circuiter. That's four C or D batteries for just 77 cents. You might not need batteries right now, but remember those times when you needed your flashlight and the batteries were dead? or the time you were going to the beach with your portable radio, and guess what? No batteries. Those are not the times to go to the store for batteries. Now's the time, while they're on sale. Get a four-pack of Rayovac C or D-size batteries for just 77 cents. That's with a coupon from the Super 7 Value Circular from participating True Value hardware stores. And remember, True Value, that is much more than just a name. It's their way of doing business. And by the way, tell them Pat Summerall sent you.
A medical examiner in Miami says that a Massachusetts woman was killed by drinking too much water. The woman, Tina Christopherson of Cambridge, had been hospitalized in the Florida city earlier this month and had been diagnosed as a chronic schizophrenic. She is said to have drunk as much as 4 gallons of water a day, apparently believing the fluid would cleanse her body of suspected cancer. Doctors say all the water she drank caused her tissues to swell, especially in the lungs, to a point where she could no longer breathe. The case is believed unique in medical history. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.
Cairo News Time, 10:06.
Okay, everybody, Old Man Warner's gone home.
Great, what'll it be tonight? A dogfight between the Red Baron and Eddie Rickenbacker?
Nah, we did that last week. How about a daring night bombing raid on the oil fields at Ploesti with B-26s?
I'm tired of propeller jobs. What about a little jet jockey?
Or a vintage air race? How long's it been since you flew a Curtis seaplane?
Don't be funny. We can't take a seaplane off inside the Burian Hobby Center.
Well, we could if we flood the floor. All right, everybody.
When Bob Warner locks up for the night, the Burian Hobby Center really starts jumping. With such a terrific selection of airplane models, it just had to happen. They're just too realistic to stay silent all night long. Now, I won't swear to it, but some mornings, all those tiny scale model pilots look a little tired, and there's a hint of a vapor trail up near the ceiling. The Burian Hobby Center. More airplanes than most air forces have in stock.
Jolly good show. What? All right, gentlemen, man your plane. Now, remember the ground rules. No dive bombing the Lionel train display, and keep out of the craft section. Don't want to get tangled in the macrame. And one of us has got to keep a lookout in case Bob Warner comes back before morning. Hey, would you move those model car kits? I haven't got enough room to take off.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall with another story of the macabre. A particular kind of tale that delves into the strange and bizarre secrets of those who would prefer to keep them hidden. When they're brought to light, their revelation may bring insight into even those closest to us. How much is concealed? Why does a neighbor pace back and forth in his small yard evening after evening? And what is the reason that a retired doctor will leave any gathering and wash his hands repeatedly? And why, specifically, has an old man begun to have delusions? His daughter-in-law, Maria Smith, wants to know.
Henry? Can you hear me, Henry?
Yes. Yes, yeah, I can hear you. But a shadow hangs above me. I can't lift it, Maria. It hangs there and settles down on me. And it will kill me.
A shadow?
Yes, a black, smoky shadow. And it's smothering me to death.
Our mystery story, Last Judgment, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Roy Windsor and stars Norman Rose and Carmen Matthews. It is sponsored in part by True Value Hardware Stores and Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
The standard engine is a V8. Standard tires, steel-belted radials. There are front and rear stabilizer bars, special springs and shock valving, fast ratio power steering, and a rally steering wheel. What makes all this interesting is that it belongs to a full-size six-passenger Buick, the 1977 LeSabre Sport Coupe. You'll have to drive it to believe it.
You dirty rat. You dirty rat.
Nobody does Cagney like Cagney. And now James Cagney tells his whole story in Cagney by Cagney, the gangster roles.
All right, you guys.
The song and dance parts.
Yankee Doodle went to town.
The stars.
Here's looking at you, kid.
They're all here in Cagney by Cagney, a tough, touching, witty, wisecracking autobiography. The inside dope on the street kid who grew up to be a star. Now in pocketbooks, Cagney by Cagney.
Get it, wherever paperbacks are sold.
Listen, and see if you can describe this man in one word. He's a man who comes home and turns on every light in the house. Then he turns on the radio. Now he turns up the heat to 80 degrees and goes down to his shop to use his electric saw. He then comes back to the kitchen to turn on a couple more electric appliances. Now he shaves with his electric razor. Finally, he turns on the TV set and plops himself down. Yes, there's one word to describe people who waste electricity like this. But then, you already know what that word is. For a free booklet that could save you money on your electric heat and light bill, contact Seattle City Light now. Read it and pass it on to anybody who's gobbling up more than his fair share of electricity.
About to begin a strange journey into a land as remote as an undiscovered star, the mind. And what a mind stores up in its subconscious are dreams, memories, and experiences that leave impressions which cannot be erased. Our lives are affected by every experience. The character of an adult can be deduced from its many stages of growth. But what stage explains delusion? That's what worries Adele Smith about her husband.
Come in, Maria, come in. Let me take your coat and your bag. Oh, dear, I'm so nervous. I don't know what I'm doing.
Adele, calm down and tell me how he is. Is there any change?
If anything, he's worse. Please sit down. I don't know what to make of it. Neither does your brother.
Have you thought of calling in another doctor? Jan wouldn't object.
Well, he suggested it, but Jan's a fine doctor, and Henry refuses to see anyone else. No, Jan is doing everything any doctor can. It's such a pity. Henry's only 65. With all the future to enjoy, why should he be struck down, a good man like that?
Jan told me it's paranoia.
I don't even know what that means, or a persecution complex, but I really don't understand that. Why should he feel persecuted? He's retired, we're rich. We love Providence and our house here on the hill near the university.
I know.
What does it mean, Maria? You were a nurse.
That's how I met your son.
And thank goodness you did. You're a wonderful couple. Oh, if only Leo were here. You know how attached Henry is to him.
He'll return next Sunday. He phoned last night from Munich.
Oh. Well, it's very considerate of you to move in with me. Henry won't consider a regular nurse.
Does he stay in his bedroom?
No. He comes down for lunch and he takes a walk in the afternoon. He's thinner. But to see him when he's up, you'd think nothing serious was the matter with him. It's night that he fears. He tries to fall asleep. I've sat up with him, but he can't. He half sits up. His eyes are glazed and he babbles. It's frightening.
And it's always the same fear?
Yes, night after night. He knows he's going to be killed, he says over and over. Please, please, don't kill me. I don't want to die. Oh, he's wasting away, Maria. I don't want to lose him.
Neither do Leo and I. Now stop imagining the worst.
He says it's a judgment. A judgment. A judgment about what?
Who knows, Adele? Something rooted deep in his subconscious. A psychiatrist?
Don't mention the word. Oh, I agree with you, so does Jan, but Henry won't see one.
Well, it's just after 9 o'clock. I'll go up to him. Do you want me in the back room?
Yes. I'll carry up your bag.
You will do nothing of the sort. You're to relax. I don't want you for a patient, too.
Well, I am worn out. Worry does that.
Well, try not to. Leave that to me. I wish I could, but I have this lost feeling that Henry will never recover. Henry?
Ah, Maria, my dear.
So I've come to stay a few days. Leo's in Europe.
Yes, and... yes, I know, I know. Poor Adele.
And you, Henry?
Yes, me.
This insomnia of
yours... It is not insomnia, you know that. Jan must have told you. It's true, I can't sleep. I suppose that is insomnia. That's what the word means, but it's more than that. I fall asleep, but then I wake up frightened and trembling.
Because of anxiety. You dream.
Yes, dreams can be pleasant. Mine are nightmares.
And they become delusions. Can you remember them, Henry?
No. Well, some persons remember their dreams. Adele always has. She's told them to me. Crazy dreams, wild adventures. I've never been able to do that. Oh, poor Adele, having to put up with a crazy old man. It's hopeless.
Because someone is going to kill you? Because it's a judgment?
Adele told you that? I said that in my sleep. Well, it's true enough.
Henry, when you're awake, do you try to explain why those thoughts come out of your subconscious in your sleep?
When I'm awake, I don't remember them.
Are you being honest with yourself and with me?
Maria, I cannot face the truth, awake or asleep.
Then you do know why you're being persecuted.
No.
It's something deeply rooted in your subconscious. Henry, unless you bring it to the surface and face it, it will seriously affect your health.
I do not know what it is.
Someone you were afraid of when you were a boy, maybe. Think back.
Oh, there was a boy named... I don't remember. He was a bully. Oh, yes, yes, I can remember
him. He threatened you?
He threatened everybody.
And in your nightmares, he chases you, catches up with you, and then what?
I escape.
Until the next night?
Yes.
Is he still alive?
I don't know, Maria. Please, I don't know.
But you're still afraid of him. Don't you ever face the bully and beat him up? That often happens in dreams. In a dream, you sometimes overcome an enemy. Have you had that kind of dream, Henry?
Yes, once, yes.
Dream about overcoming an enemy, about conquest and triumph? Is that so?
Yes. And then I wake up terrified.
Oh, Henry, Henry.
Maria, I'm exhausted. Go away, please.
You have been a good man, Henry.
No. I am like all other men. Only worse.
Well, Maria? Jan is with him now. I don't know. Adele... Where do you keep your photograph album?
Well, what a strange question. On the bottom shelf of the bookcase, why?
Just a thought. Has Henry ever told you about a boyhood bully who threatened him repeatedly?
No. Is that what he dreams about?
Perhaps. It would be a Spanish boy, I imagine.
An Argentinian. Henry was born in Buenos Aires.
When did he come to the United States?
Well, let me think. 1943, the year we were married, in New York. Leo was born a year later.
So Henry was 33?
Yes, we moved to Providence 3 years later. He started Smith Imports. My father offered to help, but Henry had enough money of his own, and as you know, the company's been very successful. I don't understand your interest in this ancient history, Maria.
Has Henry ever taken you on a trip to Buenos Aires?
No. He no longer has family there.
Why is that?
He's never talked much about it. When I ask, Henry says, That's a closed chapter, Adele. I respect his silence.
That's more than I would do.
There are some things that are better concealed, Maria.
Then you do suspect a secret in Henry's background?
Yes. I don't want to know. Our lives have been good.
Oh, Adele, you're an ostrich, but you are a deer.
Thank you. Oh, here's Jan.
He's asleep. I'll sit for a minute. It's beyond my competence, ladies.
You're a splendid doctor, Jan.
Thank you. But by competence, I mean my specialty. Henry won't see a psychiatrist, but I'm going to consult with one. He can't go on like this indefinitely. When did all this begin? Can you remember his first sleepless night?
It was a few weeks ago, before our son Leo was to leave for Europe.
Leo's made such business trips before. Is there a connection between this trip and Henry's sudden paranoia? Have Leo and Henry quarreled? Has Leo found out something in the past history of the company?
No, Jan, nothing like that.
I'm just grasping for an explanation.
I think it's to be found in South America, Jan. Adele knows very little about Henry until he emigrated to the United States in 1943, the year they were married. Henry's 65.
33 years about which we know nothing.
And I'd rather not know. I'm afraid of what you might find.
Well, I'm not. Henry, since I've known him, is the model of a good man. I'd be very surprised if he had a lurid past. Well, I'll come by tomorrow. Good night, Adele.
Good night, and thank you.
I'll see you to the door, Jan.
My regards home, Jan.
Thank you. Well, Maria?
I think you're wrong, Jan.
I have been before, my dear sister. You might do some probing into Henry Leo.
No, that's not where the mystery is hidden.
Then where is it?
Ask yourself this, Jan. Who is Henry Smith, really? And why, at the age of 32, did he leave Buenos Aires and come to the United States? Is it possible that he had to leave?
Jan thinks what?
The onset of your delusions, Henry, began a few weeks before Leo left for Europe.
It did? I mean, did they?
Well, that's what Adele remembers. Does this fear of yours have anything to do with Leo?
Oh, no. No, he's a good son. Leo has nothing to do with any...
Will you tell Leo what possesses you, Henry?
Leo?
You won't tell Jan, you won't tell me. Will you tell Leo the truth?
No, never, never.
He's your son. No one is closer to you than Leo.
No.
I'll bring you a sedative.
It won't do any good.
It will help you fall asleep.
No. Maria, I'm afraid to sleep. That's when it creeps over me like a black fog. And in it, I see those terrible things.
And they're in Buenos Aires, aren't they?
What do you know about Buenos Aires?
I know that your deep anxiety comes from there, from something that happened there that drove you to the United States.
You know something.
God knows.
What?
God knows, Henry. You have no choice but to pray to God. Whatever you did.
No, I cannot pray. Prayer sticks in my throat.
Then you know what can happen.
Something will snap, and I'll become mad. I want to die. Then you'll be at peace. All of you.
So, there is stage one of our journey into a troubled mind. It is the mind that controls our actions. You've heard the expression, what's his frame of mind? Depending on what it may be, you approach a person in different ways. And the frame of mind is the result of what has happened to that person. More insight into the mind of Henry Smith when I return soon with Act Two.
Here in my hand is a little capsule. It's contact.
It contains enough cold medicine to help relieve cold symptoms caused by every known virus. Think about that the next time you're sick. Sneezing, dripping, all clogged up. Then let us help you with real medicine, like Contact. We're number one in the whole world.
Give your cold to Contact. Real medicine for real cold.
Take only as directed.
This is Arnold Palmer. Prevention of birth defects is the goal of the March of Dimes, and it's my goal, too. I work actively for the March of Dimes because I believe that every child should have good health at birth. If I can help spare just one baby the tragedy that some birth defects may bring to him, then my work will be worthwhile. Please, put your money to work for the protection of our future generations, the unborn, the newborn, and give to the March of Dimes.
Casper Ruth's Carpenter. How do you spell relief?
Well, when I have heartburn, I spell relief. R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids.
Dylan Evans, restaurant maitre d'.
For acid indigestion, just like it's spelled on the label. R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Rolaids spells relief. Each Rolaids consumes 47 times its weight in excess stomach acid. Linda Farmer, secretary. How do you spell relief?
For gas, here's how. R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Rolaids spells relief. Use only as directed.
Hey, I saw you in the record store. I got a great bootleg album for sale.
Watch out for street salesmen who try to sell you music tapes for fantastic prices. You can tell a bootleg salesman from a legitimate salesman by the product he's selling. An inferior package with no familiar name. The same cover design on different cassettes. More than one top artist on the same tape and any unusual selling practice. When the salesman approaches you, find out if he can prove he represents a legitimate recording company before you give him your money. A tip from your Better Business Bureau.
Everything to live for. And by that we mean good health and security. Given both, who could be unhappy? Well, it's the former that isn't an absolute. If you have security, you don't have to worry about paying your bills. But good health is a different matter. You have it, then something can happen, and you don't. Something has happened to a man's mind, and Henry Smith, otherwise well, has suddenly become paranoid and is deeply troubled by his dreams.
Henry?
Into the street. Everyone, into the street. Come down from your houses and into the street. There's one running for the canals. Shoot him! Shoot them! Enemies of the people, you cannot escape!
Henry!
Come out or we will kill you! If you obey, you have nothing to fear. You cannot hold out against us. Your country has fallen. Save your lives! Come down! Trust me! Ah, 3, 8, more! Drop your guns! Now, in the name of freedom! My God. My God.
Henry?
You.
Here, wipe your face. You're covered with perspiration.
Oh, thank you. Oh, how terrible. The guilt, Maria. The guilt.
You ordered some resistors out of a house and promised them they'd live. And then ordered your men to shoot them.
I don't know.
That's what you said.
In a dream, I don't know what I said.
You can't remember any part of the dream. The house near the canals. The resistors. And the murders.
Maria, when was that?
Were you an officer? Where? And who were the resistors? And where were the canals?
Oh, please, Maria, my head is throbbing and I cannot think.
Did this happen in Buenos Aires?
I don't know. Buenos Aires? Why Buenos Aires?
You came from there in 1943. Were you a guerrilla fighter for Perón?
Yes. Yes, that must be it.
You must know.
Yes.
And the resistors were the anti-Peronistas?
Enemies of the people. Liberals, communists.
And the canal?
Yes, the canals.
The canal in Buenos Aires, lined with houses?
Oh, yes, many canals. Where the porteños lived. dwellers, enemies of Perón.
And you gave the order to have the resistors killed?
Yes. Yes, it was my duty.
But your conscience sees it another way, doesn't it? You still see those innocent people in your mind's eye.
Yes. Night after night, they won't go away. But I only obeyed orders.
And this persecution complex of yours came on you just before Leo went abroad.
Leo? Oh, Leo. Leo must never know what I did. He would be repelled.
Leo isn't in Buenos Aires. He's in Europe. Why should his trip have triggered this recurring nightmare?
Maria, I can never be forgiven for what I did.
Hello, Maria. Has anything happened?
Come in, Jen.
Has there been a change?
Take off your coat. I have to talk with you.
Is Henry asleep?
I don't think so.
You're being very mysterious, Maria.
Henry talked in his sleep. I questioned him. It seems that he was a soldier in charge of a massacre of many innocent resistors.
Ah. So that explains his paranoia. Guilt. I'm glad you found out.
But I don't believe what he told me, Jan. Buenos Aires is not a city of canals. It has canals, but it's a port city. I looked it up. It's on the Rio de la Plata. The city is 175 miles from the Atlantic Ocean. The river was dredged all that way, so Buenos Aires is a seaport.
What's your point?
Question him, Jan. Ask about the canals.
What am I to try to find out?
The truth.
Don't be mysterious.
If Henry Smith was a soldier who led troops in committing an atrocity, where was he? Was it Buenos Aires? That's not a city of canals.
I don't like it.
Neither do I.
Oh, Jan, what brings you here?
Canals.
What? Canals?
Maria's told me about your nightmare and about the talk you had.
Yes, I think it did me good.
When you told her about killing those anti-Peronistas, you said that Buenos Aires was a city of canals. That's not true, Henry. What city did you have in mind?
Well, in a dream, Jan, things get mixed up.
Well, yes, I understand that. You were a soldier. Where, Henry?
Argentina.
And that city of canals? Hardly Buenos Aires.
What difference does it make?
Venice is a city of canals, and so is Amsterdam. Have you been in Venice, Henry?
Oh, yes. Many times.
So, your impressions of Venice with its many canals, you superimposed it all on this one dreadful experience you had as a soldier. As a captain of...
As a lieutenant, yes. Yes, that must be it, Jen.
Mm-hmm. And your memory is so vivid that the atrocity committed by you keeps recurring in your dreams. Was it an atrocity, Henry?
We killed defenseless people.
In war?
Guerrilla war.
Another city of canals, Henry, is Amsterdam. Have you ever been there?
No. No, never.
Well, I won't keep you any longer. Maybe tonight you'll be able to have a good sleep.
I killed innocent people. That was beyond my duty.
Till the world comes to an end, the ultimate decision will rest with the sword. You know who said that, Henry?
Oh, Kaiser Wilhelm II of Germany.
Henry never mentioned to you, Adele, that he was in military service?
No.
And there are no pictures of him as a young man in your family album. What about a wedding picture? I've never seen one in the house, but do you have one?
Well, why would you want to see it?
I can think of one reason. Identification.
Henry? What are you suggesting?
We don't know who Henry Smith really is, do we? Do you, Adele?
I never heard anything so presumptuous. I'm surprised at both of you. He's my husband. I've been married to him for over 30 years, and you want to identify...
Well, let me tell you why, Adele. For reasons known only to him, Henry has cut all of us off from whatever he was, whatever he did, before 1943. The psychiatrist I consulted said that it was of the greatest importance to reconstruct Henry's boyhood, his youth.
Adele, do you have a picture?
It'll take me a few minutes to find it. I do have one. Excuse me. What will you do with the picture, Jan?
Conduct a search for Henry's identity.
Oh, how?
Well, you leave that to me. I assure you that it will be done with discretion.
Where is Maria? Has she gone to bed?
No. She's in the library writing a list of some things she wants me to get.
All this has been a shock to me, Jan.
Of course, and to me.
All those years. To think that Henry may be carrying some horrible secret.
Well, we'll soon have it out in the open. And when we do, he will be free of whatever it is that is causing his condition. Ah, here's Maria.
Was that the picture? Oh, my. What a handsome young man Henry was. And you, Adele, a beautiful bride.
It makes me feel uneasy giving you the picture for the purpose of identifying Henry. It's a kind of betrayal. I don't like it. If Henry knew what I'm doing...
He need never know. Trust me. Yes, he was a handsome man. Tall, erect, sure of himself.
Henry Smith. That, too, is strange.
Why do you say that, Maria?
I wonder if he's always been Henry Smith.
Good heavens. Why do you wonder about that?
An Argentinian? Is Smith a common South American name? Jan, this is the list. Can you get these things for me?
I suppose so. You know what you're doing.
Yes.
And your purpose.
I must know the truth.
What if the truth is what you suspect?
He will have to face it.
What do you intend to do with these things? Remember, Maria, Henry is my patient. I also happen to be very fond of him.
Can he ever be cured if he doesn't face the truth about himself?
Cure or kill? Which?
I don't care. Either one.
Have you thought about the consequences? There's Leo, Adele. You could destroy them.
What about me? How can I live with this vile suspicion?
It's so very long ago, Maria. Nothing can change what happened then. Leave the old man alone. He's slipping rapidly into insanity. What satisfaction can we get from exposing him to himself?
You may forgive. I can't.
I will never forgive. But I've tried to forget. Think of Adele. Think of your husband.
And you think of the thousands of innocents that Henry Smith and others like him destroyed without conscience.
The past is ever present, and man is the sum of his experiences. Each of us has committed deeds of which we may be ashamed. That's part of the struggle for survival. War is another matter. It's the unleashing of wild hatred, and it's the innocent who suffer. It is conscience that gnaws away at the very soul of Henry Smith. When I return with Act 3, we'll learn why.
Just because you're the handyman at your house doesn't mean you have to do every job by hand. Hi, Pat Summerall here to tell you that True Value Hardware Stores offer skilled power tools that work hard, so you don't have to. Like the 6.5-inch circular saw, an essential tool for many do-it-yourself projects. It comes with a combination blade and wrench, and it's double insulated for electrical safety. Yet it's just $29.97. Another skill power tool from True Value Hardware Stores is the half-horsepower router and router table. The skill router makes fine furniture joints, dados, dovetails, and rabbits. It cuts fancy edging on plaques and tables, trims veneer, and features depth adjustment and built-in spindle lock to simplify bit changing for just $34.77. The sturdy router table has a miter gauge for safe cutting at any angle for just $11.77. See the complete selection of skill power tools at participating True Value Hardware Stores. True Value, more than just a name, it's their way of doing business.
Internal Revenue Service. Hey, I got a tip for you guys.
On which taxpayer, please?
Bob Warner.
Oh, Bob Warner. Yes, what's your tip?
This guy claims he's just a small businessman, right? But you want to know something? He's got to be making a fortune. Only last week, he sold 10 Corvette Stingrays, half a dozen Mercedes-Benzes, and a very rare Model T.
You don't say.
Yeah, and this week, he's already sold a bunch of 240Zs, a 6 or 7 Ferraris, and a vintage Rolls Royce.
Well, now is that the Bob Warner who does business at 619 Southwest 152nd in Burien?
That's the guy.
Well, your government is grateful for the information, sir. Tell me, how do you happen to know he sold all those cars?
Because I bought them, and it's going to take me months to build them all, and I'm going to love it, do you hear? I'm going to love it! Warner owns Burien Hobby Center.
In ancient times, the poet Ovid wrote that only the mind cannot be sent into exile. That storehouse is a sum of a person's life. A sane mind in a healthy body is the ideal. But it is the sane mind that is the more important partner in well-being. A serious mental disturbance can make a healthy body deteriorate. Witness Henry Smith, so disturbed by conscience that his life is slipping away.
Maria, Maria, help! Help me. Help me, please.
All
Maria.
Right. All right.
Maria, look. In heaven's name, look.
I see it. Now sit down. Sit down and calm yourself.
I can't stand it. The torture is driving me mad.
You had the same nightmare, Henry.
The people coming down from the houses along the canals. My soldiers. They ordered to shoot innocent people.
And you woke up and found this on your night table. And you know what it is?
Yes. Yes, it is an icon of St. Hedwiga. Yes, but how did it get here?
You know who St. Hedwiga was?
Destroyed. Everything destroyed.
Hedwiga is the saint of Warsaw. Is that what you dreamed of, Henry? Warsaw?
Maria, don't torture
me. The canals in your nightmares, are they in Amsterdam?
Please. Please, I have suffered enough.
Remember 1939. Hitler had annexed Austria and destroyed Czechoslovakia. He decided to annex Danzig.
No.
The Poles resisted.
No.
Then he attacked Warsaw.
Stop it.
I won't
it.
Stop. In that hideous attack on Warsaw, my parents were destroyed.
Oh.
So were thousands and thousands of other innocent people. My uncle and aunt escaped, taking Jan and me with them. Jan was 2 and I was only 6
Please.
Months old. How they escaped with us and with one of their own children, I don't know. Now, they won't talk about those days, but I will.
Please, Maria, have pity on me.
I have no feeling for you except unforgiving hatred.
Leo! Oh, I'm so happy to see you home.
How is he, Mama?
Now he'll be all right.
I know it's early. I'm sorry to get you out of bed.
No, no. You are the tonic all of us need.
Well, can I go up to him? I've been very worried.
He's worried all of us. I don't know if he's awake. If he's sleeping, don't disturb him. Oh, the poor man is exhausted. Maria has been wonderful.
I can't understand what could have happened.
Neither can we. But Maria spent a lot of time with him. It's something in his past, Leo. Some obsession.
Oh, is Maria still asleep?
In the back room. Now let her sleep. I'll make you some breakfast. Did you have a good flight?
Oh, very good. Landed in Boston ahead of time, made a quick connection to Providence.
Was it a successful trip?
Very. I negotiated a new association in Munich and one in Warsaw.
Well.
I wanted to spend some more time in Amsterdam, but this news about Papa...
Yes. Well, I'm happy you're home, Leo. Your father won't tell us what's troubling him, but he'll tell you. Jan said that only if he brings his problem out into the open will he clear his mind and recover. Whatever it is, he'll tell his son.
She is a fiend, Leo.
Maria?
Yes, she is driving me crazy with her questions. My mind will snap.
Hasn't she been taking care of you, sitting up with you, listening to you?
Spying on me. Oh, you don't know, Leo. You see, I have this nightmare and I talk in my sleep. She questions me and she questions me. How can I answer questions about what I dream?
Well, that's the only way to find out what it is that obsesses you. A succumb.
No.
What are you afraid of? Something you did in South America?
Go away. You are as bad as Maria.
Tell me what it is, Papa. Please.
Leo, I don't know what it is. It just eats away at me.
What? Leo?
What a wonderful surprise. He arrived an hour ago, had some breakfast, and went up to see Henry. I told him to let you sleep. You look very pale, Maria.
I didn't sleep very well. I'm afraid I haven't helped much.
Henry says you have. After all, you found out about him leading those guerrillas for Peron. That's getting at the truth.
It was a step in that direction.
And wondering about the name Smith. Has Jan discovered Henry's real identity? Not that he'll be ever anything more than Henry Smith to me, but, well, I'm curious.
Adele, I'll see about staying a few more days. I'll speak to Leo and let him decide.
You can ask him right now. How did you find your father, Leo?
Not too good, Mama. Oh, Maria, darling.
Oh, Leo. How I wish I'd gone with you this time.
Ah, there'll be other trips. Maria, I want to hear everything that's happened since you moved in with Mama.
Let me heat up the coffee. I'll take a tray up to Henry. Maria, you sit and talk.
Papa called you a fiend. Are you? I think of you as my beautiful, intelligent wife. I love you more every day. Can you tell me I'm as crazy as my father?
Oh, Leo.
What is it, darling? What have you found out? You've found out that my father's been concealing a crime for over 30 years.
Yes.
Can it stay concealed?
Not if you want your father to stay sane.
That bad?
He's paranoid and there's no help for him.
Oh, God. Does my mother know?
She thinks your reappearance will work a cure. On the contrary, seeing you again is the worst thing that could have happened.
Maria, what do you mean by that?
It makes his sense of persecution more intense. The one person he wants to hide his guilt from is you.
No. The icon, and now these. She knows. She's a witch. Teuflisch. Ah, ich fühle mich sehr krank. Who's there? You. I will kill you, Maria.
No, you won't, Herr Schmidt. You're a very sick man, Heinrich. We're getting to the truth, aren't we?
Where did the photographs come from? Where?
From out of your mind.
You know, I can feel these pictures. I have them in my hands.
You were a very handsome officer in Hitler's secret police, weren't you, Captain Schmidt? And there are the armbands with this swastika on them. You were proud of them, weren't you?
I obeyed orders. I was a soldier.
You were an assassin. You reduced Warsaw to rubble. You swept through the Netherlands.
No, I only did
And then you escaped like others, slipped into South America, leaving your destruction behind you, forcing people like me, Maria Walensky, and my brother Jan, to find refuge in the United States. What drove you here, Heinrich Schmidt?
Maria, don't persecute me.
You have lived a hideous lie. You've always had that recurring nightmare, but it never became acute before. Leo's trip to Munich brought that about, didn't it?
It was in Munich that I was promoted to be captain. And... Oh, Maria,
very sick. I think I'm going to die. Ah, God, have mercy on my soul. Ah.
It's over, Leo. I'm very sorry.
Maybe it's better this way, Jan. Do you know the truth?
I only know that he died from a cerebral hemorrhage.
That's not what I'm asking. Why?
He had such an overwhelming sense of guilt. If he had not died, he would have gone mad.
Guilt for what?
Something in his past. Something hidden from us. I don't think that it would be wise to speculate.
I've got to find out.
I'd advise against it. Let the past be dead. There's nothing to be gained by raking up what happened to your father years ago.
But you suspect something, don't you? Jan, I'm going to stay here for a while. He was a wonderful father to me. I don't know what he did to cause his collapse and his death. But I forgive him. He was a good man.
We killed him, you know that.
He should have died.
He was a man we should not have tried to help. In trying, we exposed information that will affect our lives deeply. Leo and Adele must never know.
All of Providence is going to know that Henry Smith was Captain Heinrich Schmidt.
No, Maria.
They sacked Warsaw. They murdered our parents. They sent millions to the gas chambers. And you would protect him?
Smith is dead.
Schmidt.
Are Adele and Leo guilty of anything? Would you bring their lives down and yours too?
I have an obligation to the millions of dead.
To what end? You cannot bring the innocent dead to life. The Holocaust will be a scar on civilization forever. I'm glad that Henry Smith is dead, but I want his secret to be buried with him. I'm thinking of Adele, a sweet, helpless woman, of you and your marriage, of Leo, who's a decent man. Keep our secret, Maria.
I don't know what to do. I can't live a lie.
It's not your lie, my dear. And it's not Leo's.
But I'll look at Leo and know he's the son of a man who helped destroy Warsaw and our parents.
Look at Leo as the man you love. He would be more horrified than you if he learned the truth. The burden of guilt could pass from his father to him. Don't do it, Maria. For your sake and for his.
Maria, I want to know the truth. You're ashamed of something for my sake, aren't you?
Leo, it's all past.
What about this?
Oh, good Lord. Where did you find that?
In the drawer on the table next to my father's bed. Armbands with the swastika.
I see.
Is it true, Maria?
I can't answer that.
It is true. What happens to us,
Leo,
Maria?
Leo, I love you. That's all I know. I love you.
The shame.
The shame isn't yours.
But my father...
He's dead. And let what he once was die with him. You have nothing to be guilty about. Don't let this destroy us, Leo.
Oh, Maria, if you still can love me as I love you...
I do. I do.
Then we can let this awful memory go with him to the grave.
And so our journey through a man's mind has come to an end for us. And for Henry Smith. That little inner voice that some of us claim to hear is a troublesome thing and should be heeded. If it isn't, believe me, it is not stilled. It will come back sometime to haunt you in your dreams. But what about Maria, Leo, and the others? More when I return shortly.
The 1977 Buick Regal. It comes with Buick's terrific V6 engine. It carries six people and lots of Buick comfort. It's lean, it's maneuverable in city traffic. It's the most luxurious mid-size car Buick builds. Yeah, this new Regal is pretty much everything a car should be, except for one thing. It isn't yours yet, but it can be. Just see your Buick dealer for a test drive, soon.
A group of corrupt political leaders unleashes a sinister plot that threatens the American people. Only one man can stop it, and he must race against time to uncover the frightening significance of the R document. This is the story behind Irving Wallace's newest and most shocking novel, The R Document, filled with political intrigue, pulse-pounding suspense, and drama as real as today's headlines. The R Document is Irving Wallace at his storytelling best. The R Document, a Bantam book where paperbacks are sold.
Maria did not make public her discovery that her father-in-law had been a member of Hitler's secret police. Leo knew, but Maria's love for him overcame his sense of guilt. Adele never learned the truth, and the doctor, Jan, dismissed the scandal from his mind. I don't know if they went on to live happily ever after. I doubt it. Murder leaves an indelible stain. Our cast included Carmen Matthews, Terry Keane, Norman Rose, Nat Polan, and Michael Wager. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
I must be with you, for your sake as well as mine.
Son, please.
Just give me this one last chance. Now look, now, before the water is dry. Can you see?
Come to me. Save me. Come to me. Save me.
It's not possible, but there is a face. And such a face.
You saw?
I saw.
Then may I go with you?
Yes, son. You may go.
Thanks, Papa.
The question that haunts me is, will you come back?
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Contact, the 12-hour cold capsule. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Everybody, I'm Wayne Cody with Husky Flashback, brought to you by Fidelity Mutual Savings Bank. The Husky with the most career rebounds is forward Doug McClary. Doug's best memory, the people he played with. And his worst memory, losing the regional championship to UCLA in 52. And then having to watch the national championships played in Seattle. Doug's been in lumber industry management for 20 years and works for Weyerhaeuser in Wisconsin, where his 2 6-foot-tall daughters are high school basketball stars. Husky Flashback, looking at rebounder Doug McClary.
Even though Fidelity Mutual Savings Bank is 70 years old, we're getting younger all the time. Right now, Fidelity Bank has some great young ideas to help you manage your money better. With a balance of $500, the Fidelity Bank Exchange Card gives you a whole family of free services. The Exchange Card, Statement Savings, just a few of the dozens of young ideas. Come by any office of Fidelity Mutual Savings Bank, the bank with a rose. Member FDIC.
KIRO, Seattle, the news authority.
CBS News. A Soviet exchange scientist who was deported from Canada after being accused of trying to buy classified documents from another scientist is flying home to Moscow. I'm Rita Sands, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. A Russian scientist, a specialist in high-pressure physics, has denied the charges through the Soviet ambassador in Ottawa. External Affairs Minister of Canada, Don Jameson, says he does not know the nature of the documents in question, only that they were of the type Canada would not want to see peddled.
The incident itself indicates that somebody, at least, placed a sufficiently high regard on this type of material to make these kinds of improper and illegal actions in order to acquire it. I guess it's really a question then as to whether their assessment of its value was justified or not.
Secretary of State Cyrus Vance says, despite our concern over Korea's human rights situation, it would be a mistake to cut U.S. economic and security commitments to Korea. Vance testified Thursday before a hearing of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Foreign Operations to support President Carter's proposed $7 billion foreign aid budget. Vance told the subcommittee, however, human rights violations in Argentina, Uruguay, and Ethiopia led the Carter administration to decide to cut foreign military aid to those nations. Previous administrations have opposed such steps as counterproductive and diplomatically unsound. CBS News continues after this message.
If your child throws away the lunch you send to school each day, send one day. Kids eat it up. If he fiddles with the middle, then throws the bread away. Send one day. Kids eat it up.
Kids know what bread they want to eat. Wonder. There are cheaper breads, but they're not always as fresh and soft the way kids like bread.
When you send a lunch to school, make this the daily rule. Send one day.
Kids eat it up.
If you suffer occasional attacks of bronchial asthma, listen closely while I take my next breath. That's how fast Bronchaid Mist gets to your lungs, as fast as your next breath. As fast as your next breath, Bronchaid Mist gets to where you need it. In seconds, you're breathing easier. Nothing you can buy works faster than Bronchaid Mist. It gets to your lungs as fast as your next breath. Bronchaid Mist. Use only as directed.
The House has passed a $4 billion extension to the Public Works Job Program, the first component of President Carter's economic stimulus package. The vote, 295-85. Phil Jones has a report from Washington.
Proponents of the package claim the total of $6 billion will provide an estimated 600,000 jobs, primarily in construction and related industries in areas that are suffering from high unemployment. It will be earmarked for such things as public buildings, street repairs, sewers, and recreation. And the money will not be given out unless states and communities can guarantee that the projects will be started within 90 days. But it will take some time before any final legislation is passed. The Senate will soon consider a bill that is substantially higher, so it will take a conference committee to resolve the issue. The legislation was requested by President Carter as a part of his economic stimulus program. Phil Jones, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
It was another one of those unannounced visits President Carter says he's liable to make a habit of in the name of privacy. He went to a downtown Washington hotel Thursday night where a party was in progress honoring Senate Majority Leader Robert Byrd. The president thanked the majority leader for his guidance and called again for cooperation between Congress and the executive branch. The party was hosted by Robert Strauss, former chairman of the Democratic National Committee. CBS News has learned that Strauss will be nominated by Mr. Carter as U.S. Special Trade Representative, a post that reportedly carries cabinet rank and the title of ambassador. One crewman died, but 38 others were rescued following the explosion, burning, and sinking of a Liberian-registered oil tanker about 300 miles west of Honolulu. The ship was carrying about 28 million gallons of crude and had leaked about 5 million.